जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजिताचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजिताचार्य अष्टोत्तर सद भक्ति सिद्धांत सदरी ठाकुर गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, जय नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की, जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, गंगामयी की जय, जमुनामयी की जय, श्रीमती तुलसी देवी की जय, श्रीमती भक्ति देवी की जय, कलियुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय, निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, तो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 एंड चैप्टर 11 एंड टेक्स्ट 32. Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka. Tam Atma Jay Drishti Bhel Antaratmana. Tam Atma Jay Drishti Bhel Antaratmana. Duranta Bhava Parire Bhire Patim. Niruddham apyasruvat ambhu netriyor vilajitanam bhrigu varga vaikalvat tam atma bhay drishtir antaratmana duranta bhava parire bhire patim Niruddham api asvat ambhunetriyor Vilajitinam bhriguvarga vaikalvat Tam atma jay drishti bhir antaratma Duranta bhava parire bhire patim Niruddham api asruvad ambhunetayor Vilajatinam bhrigu varga vaikalvat Duranta bhava parire bhire patim Niruddham api asruvat ambhunetriyor Vilajitinam bhirguvarya vaikalvat Tammatma jaydeshti bhirantaratmana Duranta bhava parire bhire patim Niruddhayapyasravadambunetriyor Vilajjatinam bhirguvarga vaikalvat Tamatma jayade kibirantaratmana Duranta bhava parire bhire patim Niruddhayapyat asravatriyor Vilajjitinam bhirguvarga vaikalva Matajis? Okay. Word to word meaning. Tam, him, the Lord. Atmajai, by the sons. Drishtibhi, by the sight, antaratma, by the innermost part of the heart, duranta bhava, inseparable, ecstasy, parire bhire, embraced, patim, husband, niruddham, choked up, api, in spite of, asravat, tears, Ambu, like drop of water, netriyor, from the eyes, vilajjati nam, of those situated in the sinus, bhirgu varya, O chief of the bhirgush, velkalvat, inadvertently. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Inseparable ecstasy was so strong that the queens who were Sai first embraced the Lord in the innermost recesses of their heart. Then they embraced Him visually and then they sent their sons to embrace Him, which is equal to personal embracing. But O of the chief among the bhrigus, though they try to restrain their feeling, they inadvertently shed tear. Over. Although due to the feminized shyness, there were many hindrances to the embracing the dear husband. Lord Sri Krishna, the queen, performed that act by the seeing him, by putting him in the course of their heart, and by sending their sons to embrace him. Still, the act remained unsatisfied, and tears rolled down their cheek despite our endeavor to check them. One indirectly embraced the husband by the sending the son to the embracing, because the son is developed up as a part of the mother's body. The embrace of the son is not exactly the embrace of the husband and wife from the sexual point of view, but the embrace is the satisfaction from the affectionate point of view. The embrace of the eyes is more effective in the conjugal relation. And thus, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, there is nothing wrong in such an exchange of feeling between the husband and wife. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Nena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobheshtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyaham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Brinda Baneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyamadi Pashatadesha Tarani Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome to all the devotees at the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class in Sisi Radha Gopinath Mandir. And in this chapter, the Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka and his slok says, Tam Atma Jai Drishti Bhir Antaratmana Duranta Bhava Parire Bhire Patim Niruddham Api Asravat Ambu Netriyo Vilajyati Nam Bhirgu Varge Vaikalva. The insufferable ecstasy was so strong that the queens who were shy first embraced the Lord in the innermost recess of their heart, then they embraced Him visually, and then they sent their sons to embrace Him, which is equal to personal embracing. But, O chief among the Bhrigush, though they try to restrain their feeling, they inadvertently shed tear. Now, here in this chapter, beautiful relation between the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna and his devotees describing. And that relation we can see in different rasa, that is Santa Rasya, Dasya Rasya, Sakya Rasya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. And here, in this chapter and before this chapter, 10th chapter, 9th chapter, when Lord Sri Krishna was in Hastinapur, and his relation, different relation with the Yudhishthira Maharaj, Arjuna's Kunti Maharani, in other devotees. And here, especially Dwarka's, his queen, relation between his queen is describing here. And relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna and devotees are so powerful. So we can see in Chaitanya Charitamrita the relationship. What is the relationship between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees describing Chaitanya Charitamrita beautifully? Description comes in the CC Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. And we can see what that relationship is. So beautifully described by Kaviraj Goswami, I just read the slokas and translation in the 7th chapter, CC Madhya, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, 7th chapter. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking to his devotees, I want to go to South India to search my brother Vishwarupa. ऐ मते सार्वभाव में निस्तार करिला दक्षिणे गमने प्रभु इच्छा उपजिला. After delivering सार्वभाव भट्टाचार्य, the Lord desired to go to the South India to preach. माग सुखले पक्ष प्रभु करिला सन्यास फलगुरे ऐश कैला नीला चलेवास. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounce order during the vaccine fortnight of the month of the Magh. During the following month, Phalgun, he went to the Jagannath Puri and resided there. Phalgure ses dhole yatra se dekhila. At the end of the month of the Phalgun, he witnessed the dhole yatra ceremony and his usual excessive love for God, he chanted and danced in the various way on the occasion. Chaitre Rahi Kaila Sarbhamar Bimochan. And during the month of the Chaitra, while living at Jagannath Puri, the Lord delivered Sambhav Bhattacharya. At the beginning of the next month, Vaishakh, he decided to go to the South India. The after taking satyam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to Jagannath Puri and he was there and he met the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya first and he delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, made the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as devotee. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became devotee. Now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, I want to go to South India. Nijagani ane kahe Vaishnava Kariya आलिंगन करी सबाए ते हस्ते धरिया तोमा समाजानी आमी प्राणाधिक करी प्राण छड़या याया तोमा सब छाड़ीते न पारी. तो Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying to his devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called to his devotee together holding them their hands and humbly informing them, you are all more dear to me then my life. I can give up my life, but give up you is the difficult for me. I am not able to give up you and your association. This is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tumi sabha bandhu mara bandhu krita kaila iha nahi more Jagannath dekhila. You are my friends and you have properly executed the duty of the friends and bringing me to me here, the Jagannath Puri, and giving me the chance to see Sri Jagannath Dev. এই সব স্থানে মৌনি মগন একদানে, এই সব স্থানে মৌনি মগন একদানে, সব মিলি আজ্ঞা দেহ আইবা দক্ষিণে। আই নাও বেগ অল অফ ইউ ফর ওয়ান বিট অফ চ্যারিটি, প্লিজ গিভ মি পারমিশন টু লিভ দ সাউথ ইন্ডিয়া। বিশ্বরূপে উদ্দেশ্যে অবশ্যই আমি আবা দেখি আবা কভো সঙ্গে না লাইব। আই শ্যাল গো টু সার্চ আউট বিশ্বরূপ, প্লিজ ফরগিভ মি, বট আই ওয়ান্ট টু গো অলোন, আই ডোন্ট ওয়ান্ট উইশ টু টেক এনি ওয়ান উইথ মি। আনটিল আই রিটার্ন ফ্রম দ সেতুবন্ধ, সেতুবন্ধ হইতে আমি না আসি, যাবত নীলা চলে তুমি সব রহবে তাবত। Until I return from the Setuband, all of you, dear friend, should remain at Jagannath Puri. Bishwarupe Siddhi Prapti Janena Sakala Dakshine Desha Udharite Karine Eichhala. Knowing everything, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was aware that Bishwarupa has already passed away. A pretend of the ignorance was necessary, however, so that he could go to South India and liberate the people there. Suniya sabara mane haila maha dukha, nisabda haila sabara sukhila mukha. This is the relation between the Supreme Personality Godhead Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associate. And now discussing with the Krishna and Queens, now is the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees describing here. Upon hearing this message from the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees became very unhappy and remained silent with solemn face. Nityananda Prabhu kahe, aise kaise hai, ekaki aibe tumi ke hi sahay. Nityananda Prabhu then said, how it is possible for you to go alone? You can, who can tolerate this? And, dui ek stange chaluka na pada hatarange, yare kaha se tumi chaluka tomara sange. Let one or two of us go with you, otherwise you may fall unto the clutches of the thieves and rogues along the way. They may be whomever you like, but two persons should go with you. This is Nityananda Prabhu's request. Dakshinera tirtha patha ami sabajani, ami sange ei Prabhu agya deha mani. So Nityananda Prabhu is saying, I know everything, other tirthas of South India. But indeed, I know all the path of the different place of the pilgrim in the South India. Just order me and I shall go with you. Prabhu kahe, ami nartak tumi sutradhar, tumi achhe nachao taiche nartan amar. The Lord replied, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I am simply a dancer and you are the wire puller. However, you pull the wire to make me dance, I shall dance in that way. The sannyasa karila ami chalile bindavan, tumi ama laya aila advaita charan. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Nityananda Prabhu, after accepting the sannyasa order, I decided to go to the Vrindavan, but you took me the instead of the house of Advaita Acharya. You cheated me. The Mahaprabhu is saying, you cheated me. Nila chal asite pathe ভাঙ্গিলা মোর দণ্ডা তোমা সবার ঘাদ স্নেহে আমারে ক্রিয়া ভঙ্গা। হোয়াইল অন দ ওয়ে অফ জগন্নাথপুরি ইউ ব্রোক মাই দণ্ডা মাই সন্ন্যাস স্টপ। আই নো দ্যাট অল অফ ইউ হ্যাভ গ্রেট আফেকশন ফর মি, বট সচ থিংস ডিস্টার্ব মাই অ্যাক্টিভিটিস। জগদানন্দ চাহে আমা বিষয় বুঝিতে, এই কহে সেই ভয় চাহিয়ে করিতে। আর জগদানন্দ ওয়ান্ট টু এনজয় দ বডলি সেন্স গ্রেটিফিকেশন, বট আউট অফ ফিয়ার আই ডু হোয়াট এভার হি টেল মি। See here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling the different devotees' relationship with him. What devotees said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just accepting. Kabhu yati ihara vakya karile anyatha koribe tiha dina more nahi kahe katha. If I sometime do something against his desire, out of anger, he will not talk to me for 3 days. Huh? So being a sannyasi, I have a duty to lie down on the ground and take the bath 3 times a day, even during the winter. But Mukunda became very unhappy when he sees me, Savior Ashtati. And I said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is following the austerity. And seeing this, Mukunda became very unhappy. And seeing the Mukunda unhappy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, my unhappiness increased double because my devotee is unhappy. Of course, Mukunda does not say anything, but I know that he is very unhappy within. And upon seeing him unhappy, I became twice unhappy. Amat sannyasi damodar brahmachari sada rahe amara upar shiksha dandadhari. Although I am the renounced order of the life and Damodar is the brahmachari, he still keep a stick in his hand just to educate me. In the Krishna Leela, we can see that Yasoda Maya is showing the stick to the Krishna. Now the other devotee is showing the stick to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to Damodar, I still need to fight as far as the social etiquette is concerned. Therefore, he does not like my independent nature. Lokapeksha nahi har Krishna kripa haite. I am lokapeksha prabhu. I am lokapeksha kabhu na hari chadite. Damodar Pandit and other are more advanced in receiving the mercy of Lord Krishna. Therefore, they are independent of the public opinion. As such, they want to enjoy sense gratification, even though it be unethical. But since I am a poor sannyasi, I cannot abandon the duty of the renounced order, and therefore I follow them strictly. Atayo tumi sabha rahe nirachalda dina katha ami tirtha bhramita ekala. You should all therefore remain here in the Neelachal for the some days while I tour a sacred place of the pilgrimage alone. Iha sabara vasya prabhu haye ek gune dosaropa chale kare guna avadhani. Actually, the Lord was controlled by the good quality of his devotee and the pretense of the attributing false. He tested all these qualities. Chaitanya bhakta vashal akhyat kathan apane vairagya dukha karena sahan. No one can properly describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotee. He always tolerates all kind of personal unhappiness resulting from his acceptance of renounced order of the life. Sei dukkha dekhi ei bhakta dukkha paaye, sei dukkha tarna sakhe sahana piya. The regulative principle observed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were sometimes intolerable, and all the devotees became greatly affected by them. Although strictly observing the regulative principle, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate the unhappiness by his devotee. Therefore, to prevent them from accompanying him and becoming unhappy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared their good quality to be the fault. The four devotees then humbly insisted that they go with the Lord, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the independent supreme personality of Godhead, did not accept their request. Tabe Nityananda kahe ei agyatomhar dukha sukha ei yuke kartabe amar. Thereupon Lord Nityananda said, whatever you order, is my duty, regardless of whatever is result in the happiness or unhappiness. Yet I still submit one petition to you. Please consider it, and if you think it is proper, please accept it. You must take one with you, loincloth, external cloth, and water pot. You should take nothing more than this. Since your two hands will always be engaged in the chanting and counting the holy name of the Lord, how will you be able to carry the water pot and external garment? When along the way you fall unconsciousness in ecstatic love of Godhead, you will protect your belonging. Who will protect your belonging? The water pot, garment, and so forth. So Nityananda Prabhu continuing, here is a simple Brahmana named Krishna Das. Please accept him and take him with you. That is my request. He will carry your water pot and garment. You may do whatever you like. He will not say a word. Accepting the request of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya took all this devotee. Lord Chaitanya took all his devotee and went to the house of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Now it is the Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Namaskar Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya asana dila sabakare mili kabe asana vasila. As soon as they entered in the house of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, offered the obeisances and places the seat. After sitting all others, the Bhattacharya took his seat, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. नाना कृष्णा वित्त नाहि कहिला तहारे तोमार तानी आइला आज्ञा मांगी बारे. After they had discussed various topics about the Lord Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, I have come to your place just to receive your order. So I want to take permission from you. My elder brother Vishwarupa has taken sannyas and gone to the South India. Now I must go to search for him. Please permit me to go for him, for I must tour South India. With your permission, I shall soon return very happily. Without your permission, without permission of devotee, I will not go. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wonderfully exhibiting the respect of his devotee. Please give me permission. Upon hearing this, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya become very much agitating, catching hold the Lord's lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he gave his sorrowful reply. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is saying, Bahu jarme punya phale paini tomhara sangha, hena sangha vidhi mora kailena bhanga. After many births, due to the some pious activity, I got your association. Now providence is breaking this invaluable association. Sire bajra pare yadi putra marija, taha sahit tomhara vichhed sahana na hoy. The Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya expressing his desire to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if a thunderbolt falls on my head, or if my son die, I can tolerate this, but I cannot endure the separation, unhappiness of separation from you. Now I got the association of you, now you want to go to South India, this separation from you, I will not tolerate. Are unhappiness. My dear Lord, you are the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Suddenly you will depart. I know that. Still, I ask you to stay here a few days more, and so I can. Upon hearing some Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya's request, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned and stay a few days longer and did not depart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed few more days. Just like when the Krishna want to depart from the Hastinapur, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Kunti Devi and other brother requested Sri Krishna to please stay more than one month more. And request of his devotee, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, stay more one month more in Hastinapur. Now here, exactly same. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to South India, our devotee wanted to stay more. And he accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and stayed 5 days more. The Bhattacharya's wife, whose name was Sati Mata, the mother of the Sati, did the cooking and narration. And the narration of this pastime are very wonderful. Therefore, after staying five days at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally asked the permission and depart for South India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now start going. Seeing the Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also begged his permission. After taking the permission of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Mandir and took the darshan and asking the permission from Jagannath Ji. The priest then immediately delivered the prasadam and garland for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, receiving the Lord Chaitanya's permission in the form of the garland, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered the obeisance and then great jubilation he prepared to depart to the South India. Accompanied by his personal association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated the altar of Jagannath and then departed on his South India tour. While the Lord was going along with the path of Alarnath, which was located on the seashore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave the following order to the Gopinath Acharya to carry his Lord's belonging. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was departing, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya submitted the following at his lotus feet. My dear Lord, I have one final request that I hope you will kindly fulfill. In the town of Vidyanagar on the bank of Godavari, there is responsible government officer named Ramananda Rai. Please do not neglect him, thinking he belongs to the Sudra family engaged in material activity. It is my request that you meet him without fail. This is the request of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, Ramananda Rai is the fit person to associate with you. No other devotee can compare with him the knowledge of the transcendental melos. He is the most learned scholar as well as the expert in devotional melos. Actually, he is the most exalted, and if you talk with him, you will see how glorious he is. I could not realize when I first spoke with Ramananda Rai and that his topic and endeavor various are transcendently uncommon. I made fun of him simply because he was the Vaishnava. The Bhattacharya said, by your mercy, I can now understand the truth about the Ramananda Rai. In talking with him, you also be acknowledged his greatness. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sambhar Bhattacharya's request that he meet Ramananda Rai, bidding Sambhar Bhattacharya's farewell and Lord embracing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Bhattacharya to bless him while he is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord Krishna at home, so that by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's mercy, the Lord could return to Jagannath Puri. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed on his tour and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately fainted and fell down. See, now relationship here is greatly described by Kaviraj Goswami. This is the separation. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not able to tolerate the separation from the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he fainted unconscious, became unconscious and fainted. Although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not take notice of this. Rather, he left quickly. Who can understand the mind and intention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is the nature of the mind of the uncommon personality. Sometimes it is soft like the flower, but sometimes it is hard as the thunderbolt. The heart of those above common behavior of the sometime harder than the thunderbolt and sometimes softer than the flower. How can one accommodate such contradiction in the great personalities? Lord Nityananda Prabhu raised Swami Mahabhattacharya, and with the help of his saw him to his home. Immediately all the devotees came to part of Sichatana Mahaprabhu company after the Gopinath Acharya came to the government and Prasad. All the devotees followed by Sichatana Mahaprabhu placed Mount Alarnath. They all offered respects and various prayer. In the great ecstasy, Sichatana Mahaprabhu dances and chanted of the sometime indeed all the never came to see. And when Sichatana Mahaprabhu approached the Alarnath, he chanted and danced, and seeing his chanting and dancing, beautiful form of Sichatana Mahaprabhu, all the villager came and to see Sichatana Mahaprabhu. The body of Sichatana Mahaprabhu was naturally very beautiful. It was like the molten gold dressed in the saffron clothes. Indeed, he was most beautiful for being ornament with the ecstatic symptom which causes him bodily here to stand on end, tears to the well, and his eye and his body to tremble and prescribe to others. Everyone present was astonished to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and his bodily transformation. Whoever come did not want to return. So whoever villager come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance and chanting and dancing thing, then nobody want to return their home. This is the beauty of the attraction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want to deliver the South Indian people, South India. And everyone, including the children, old men and women, began to dance and chant the holy name of Sri Krishna and Gopal. In this way, they all floated in the oceans of love of Godhead. Upon seeing and chanting and dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda predicted, Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu kahe bhakta gane, ek rupe nitya aage hobe grame grame. Then Nityananda Prabhu predicted, that later there would be dancing and chanting in every village. Seeing the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance and chanting and dancing, Nityananda Prabhu predicted, all the villages this will happen. The saying that it was already getting late, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and the spiritual master invented the means to disappear the crowd and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a lunch at noon, everyone came running and out about. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just traveling, start from the Jagannath Puri to Alarnath, from Alarnath to the south. And just when the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking, and he is just chanting and dancing, one village to another village, one village, and then another village, one village, another village, another village. Like this, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making the whole village in the Krishna consciousness. And in this way, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just the Krishna, 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 hey. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting holy name of the Krishna, Rama, and seeing the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty, this personality, the whole village would come to see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and seeing the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance, chant and chanting and dancing, nobody's woman, children, old man, young man, nobody wanted to go back home. And most beautifully, Kaviraj Goswami describing, everyone wants to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now here, the queens, after a long time seeing the husbands, the Krishna, and they just embracing their eyes, their heart to Sri Krishna. Now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seeing the condition of the villager, and devotees, just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embracing the villagers. One village person, he just embraced him and saying, you can go now your village, preach the Krishna consciousness, and empowering his energy, making him empower that villager, that person, when returned from the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in hill village, and he was ecstatic, dancing and chanting, seeing his dancing and chanting, the villagers. The other villager started the chanting and dancing in this way, that villagers should embrace all the villager, him and his wife and children. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just making the whole village to village the Krishna consciousness. The one person, another person, and one person, another person, in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled the whole southern part of the India and make the all southern part of the devotees Krishna consciousness, and making everyone Krishna consciousness. Now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu return to the Jagannath Puri, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Jagannath, to devotee of Jagannath Puri, please do not go anywhere. Stay here at your Jagannath Puri. I'll return from the Setu Band. So this is very, very deep relation between the gopis and Krishna, between the queens and Krishna, or Krishna. Now exactly same relationship described by Kaviraj Goswami in this chapter. This is a big chapter. I am not able to continue. Therefore, just cutting the short, in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back, and the devotee is saying that now the separation for the few months, now the union, again seeing the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotee becomes jubilant and start chanting and dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Nityanand Prabhu ki jai. So, I will stop here. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anant Koti Vaishnava Brinda ki.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.